and why when will Jesus come back, and why number 80. We'll end up let my tape ministry know we will end up on next Sunday, if it's God will, with 81. With 81. When will Jesus come back, and why? You'll be surprised. So many not even looking for him. People that I'm talking about go to church, not even looking for the law. Who all looking for the law? Raise your hand. Bless your heart. Looking for him. Looking for him. He said he's coming back. He doesn't play. You have to be ready. Not getting ready. You have to be ready. Bless his holy name. Have to be ready. Turn your Bible to Revelation, if you will, 10, beginning at that 5th verse. Revelation 10, beginning at the 5th verse. And the angels which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever. Talking about God there. Who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. You tell me time gonna stop? Yes. Yes. Seconds gonna stop. Minutes gonna stop. Hours gonna stop. Days gonna stop. Months gonna stop. Years will come to an end. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, and the mystery of God shall be finished. Everybody say finish. As he had declared to his servant the prophet. The mystery of the plan of God gonna be finished. The mystery. The strange thing about the God that we serve.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A mystery that already fixed.
All right.
A mystery that nobody know except God revealed it. Man is God's mystery in a sense. God fixed it like that. You don't know who you are yourself. We don't even know our capability.
Right,
we crossed up on it. What make us cross up on it? Because we don't know our maker.
All right.
Our creator. All right. When you learn about who he is, then you learn who you are.
All right.
Man think he own his own. God's whole plan for man is a mystery. Man is God's plan and not God is man plan. We're trying to twist that thing around. But God already got it fixed. Everybody say fixed.
Yes.
Blow your mind. Can I take my time?
Yes.
Blow your mind. Blow your mind. Blow your mind. God started something over here. Can I sit down? He started something over here. Already know and he ain't over yonder. But he's still sitting here. A mystery. Man can't understand the mystery of God. He in God plan, but don't understand our maker, our creator. Always remember this. God nowhere scratching his head, wonder what tomorrow holds. He got tomorrow in his hand. He got tomorrow in his hand. Ain't gonna let God know it. He already know it.
You're right.
He knew you before you was born. He knew you before your mama was born. He knew you before your mama was born. Your daddy was born. He knew all about us. Already knew us. Just blow your mind. He kind of unraveling it year by year, down through the years, but it's just about come to a finish.
Right, Pastor.
It's about to come to a finish. The mystery of God about to come to a finish. And some of us, until my folks go to church now, don't know nothing about it. And I'll say it this one, say it again. Many of us, we feel like things gonna just go on and on. Now watch this now. Just about every 2,000 years, some strange things happen. We've been around on this earth now just about 6,000 years. And you see the plan of God is unwinding on us. And man is in his plan. A plan he fixed himself. Man didn't have nothing to do with it. He fixed it himself. And I like the way he said. He said that now the earth is his and everything in it. The heaven is his. He made that too. And everything in the sea is his. And he made all that. He covered everything. No, he didn't bring up hell and lake of fire in there. But they're not on this earth. We don't see that. But it's there. We can look up in the heaven and everything you see nobody but God. Look in the sea, see nobody but God. Look all around you see nobody but God. He have a plan for man. And only the all-powerful authority, eternal creator, got this thing fixed. And can't nobody unfix it. What can we do about God? Don't go sleep on me now. I wake folks up. What can we do with God? If man just can put God in his pocket and vote, we don't want no God. He'll have it made, but you don't vote on God. We don't vote him out the church. Yeah, we don't vote that out. But you don't vote on him. He in charge of everything. I'm trying to let you see. He in charge of everything. God Almighty. Everything belongs to the Lord. And man can't do nothing about it. It's a mystery. And one of the mighty angels swore by him, talking about by God, who liveth forever. Who keep on living, keep on living, keep on living, can't die, keep on living, living forever. And only the powerful God can do something like this. He declared about how and when the mystery of God will come to a finish. Come to a finish. All this we see gonna come to a finish. Everything you see and the earthly history was foretold by God in the Old and New Testament, but we miss it. Already foretold by who? By the prophets. Foretold by the prophet, and we miss it. Meaning time will come to a close. And it's just about coming to a close. If you've been born again and read your Bible prayerfully, you can see time is winding down. Winding down. And the earthly history, some told us that, is in the New Testament. No, notice the prophet. The prophet, he used us. The prophet and the preacher to tell us. Don't get me wrong now. There are many false preachers. There are many false prophets. The devil got preachers like God got preachers. The devil got prophets like God got prophets. They're everywhere. Everywhere you go, you find them. Kind of lead folks astray. But now time is winding up. And that's where we wind on. Time don't come to a close. Paul, get your Bible. Read Ephesians for me. 3:9. Ephesians 3:9.
And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ.
Created all things. Wonder why he created all things. Notice it, by who? Which from the beginning of the world had been what? Hid. Whereabouts? Well, how can you get in God? That he let you in. Who created all things by who? Don't be scared to call his name. By who? Jesus Christ. That's the name protect us. Jesus Christ. He created. Wonder why it was him who created everything. Who? Who said that? Go out here, you girl. He the word. He God what?
Word.
See, Jesus is God what?
Word.
His word is a person. He God. Well, he does everything. God doesn't have to do nothing. He just sit down and word does the word. That's why we call him the word of what? God. He is the word of God. That's why we call the Bible the word of God. The word was made what? Flesh. And dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. He made and created everything because he is the word of God. This Bible is the word of God. It's the word of God. Ain't no lies in here. And we trust to find faults. No lies. You calling God a lie. He's the word of God. And we're trying to change it all we can. We're moving things about, trying to change it, but it's going to stand.
Right.
He said, before my what? Word shall fail, heaven and earth shall pass away first. I get rid of you and everybody else before I fail.
Right.
I made everything.
Right.
And watch this now. Watch this. From the beginning to the end, and he know it.
Uh-huh.
It's a mystery. It's just about finished.
Right,
watch this. Man still trying to find out how it got started.
Right.
It's just about over.
Right.
He's trying to figure out how man was made. It's just about over. You better hurry up and find something because it's just about over. According to scripture, it's just about over.
Right.
He already got it fixed. God Almighty, boy, that blow your mind. He already got the thing fixed. Can't slip up on him. I already got it fixed. Lord, I know it. You ain't got to tell me nothing. I know everything already. Bless his holy name. So, the Bible, I'm trying to get you to see a point. The Bible is truth. It's the word of God. I told the prophets. I told the preacher. I told them, but they don't believe me. But it's already written how everything got started and how everything going to end up in these last and evil days. And my brothers and sisters, the second coming of Jesus will be a surprise to those who are not looking for him. Going to be a surprise to those who are not looking for him. So many are not looking for him. They heard. Watch the devil now. The devil got lies out. I say he got preachers. He got evangelists. He got folk always bringing. When you sign a poison set, the time of his coming, you're talking to a false prophet, or a real prophet don't know what you're talking about. He already told them we know the day, not the hour. But he gave us signs to watch.
All right.
And you see the signs as they've been undeveloped. You see them every day of your life. So now when you say I'll set a date, that's a false prophet.
No date.
But he gave us the sign of his coming. Now watch this. Announcement may be made. I'm going to say 10 days from now. Announcement, him will come, and we just didn't. Let this be the earth right here. Just be the earth. We on the earth right now in this building. And God make an announcement. I'll be back in 10 days from now. Now watch this. Now, see, half of us won't believe it. Some gonna believe it. Be ready and looking for me. Some won't believe it, but if he come back, you're going to be caught off guard. Don't be caught off guard. He told us stay already what? Ready. Always be ready, because you don't know the day, not the hour. It's going to be a surprise to many folks. Many of them going to be a surprise. Paul, get your Bible. Look at Matthew 7, 24, 42 through 44. A surprise. God Almighty. Surprise.
Watch, therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come.
You know not the hour. If you make an announcement, I'll be back tomorrow. We won't go nowhere, but sit there and watch it. Oh, you know, I'm telling the truth, and that's all you be. If you make a university, I'll say announcement. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow night. If you plan on getting drunk, you won't get drunk. If you plan on doing something bad, you won't get bad. You'll be at home, have your Bible in your hand, or be on your knees, or be in something. I promise you, you won't be doing no crazy thing. You'll be waiting on, scared to death, shaking. And that would happen. But a child, I'm about to get it happen now. But a child of God don't have to be like that. We're looking for him because he said he was coming. He didn't give us no date. He told us always be ready. And when you've been born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, you're already what? Ready. He can come anytime. Ain't no certain day. He can come when he feels like it. But he told us to be what? Ready. What I love about the Lord, he gave us, I told you, signs. He gave them to him now. We got to watch those signs. We don't know the day, not the hour. But he's coming. You got to take his word. See, he's coming. I'm coming back. Hold on, man. And I'm going over a few things I said. Now watch this. See, in the olden days, all we said, he's coming back. It won't be fire next time. It won't be water. We heard the old folks said that. But a lot of more things to that. You got to watch for him. God, I might read on, Paul.
But know this.
Know this.
That if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up.
See what Jesus is getting this parable. See that? Now watch that. If you knew somebody going to break into your house, you'll be set for him. You'll be set for them. But you don't know when they coming. Jesus, I'm coming as a thief in the night. When you're not even watching. And that's what happens to so many Christians. They're not watching. So many folks say, I'm going to be ready at the last minute. You don't play with God like that. No, you don't know when God is coming. So look to watch. God Almighty, where your house won't be broken into. Watch, because I'm sure coming. He said it. Why he said it? Because he put it right in the word. I got it right here. But you got to believe this right here. And the devil does not want you to believe the word of God. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
Therefore, be ye also ready.
Lord have mercy.
For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.
Have you saw folks heard about them sometimes? They say, I'm finna live a long time, and the next day they're dead. You don't know the day, not the hour, when the Son of Man will come. He come when he get ready. Our days are already what? Oh, already numb. Just suppose he'll tell us. Just suppose God had it fixed like that. I'm going to come at you, Walker, when you get a certain age, blah, 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 blah. Susie, blah, 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 blah. Boy, you be thinking about that all the time. You wish you could subtract. Go to adding days, you know. Hurry up, time. I'm not in no hurry, you know. But cause I know he coming at me, getting close around my time. But he got it fixed well. Don't play me. Just be ready. I'm coming. See, we know he coming, but he told us what just to be what? Ready. Cause the Son of Man is coming. God Almighty, he coming in an hour where we least think that the Lord gonna come. Bless his holy name. That's all, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, now watch this now. Now look at Paul, if you will, Revelation 16 and 15.
Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garment, lest he walk naked and they see his shame.
Old folks, they don't let him catch you with your works undone. Keepeth his garment, keeping yourself straight with God. Except you walk what? Naked. God, without Christ. Lord of mine. We need him, y'all. We can't make him without him. Sometimes folks do a lot of talking, but God will catch you when you're what not done. And we don't want to catch you with our what undone. And sometimes you look around and we've been in the world now just about 6,000 years according to time. According to time now. And every 6,000 or every 2,000 years, notice something miraculous always happens. Miraculous. It's been just about 2,000 years since Jesus left him. About 2,000. And he's going to come back now. From the creation to the flood with 2,000 what? Years. Just about a year about up now. You see them things coming. You see it just a plain as day. Don't y'all see strange things happening now? Well, check your Bible out. Ain't no surprise to God. He told us in the last days see things going to be, and we see them right now. They facing us right now. We don't know how to face them. Don't you see? He told us in the last days children going to be disobedient to parents. They run the world now. We don't run no world no more. Children boss the world now. And unborn again, folk, they run the world now.
Right, Pastor.
Yeah, when my mama said, do something, you think I'm going to poke something? No, you're going to put your mouth in. We had to go find another mouth if we can do what you do. But not. They do what they want to do. We don't say nothing. They go where they want to go. We don't say a word. We can't handle our own children. Right. In the last day, they'll be disobedient to the parents. And we see it every day happening. Every day happening.
Right.
These children in school now, they put their feet on the teacher desk. Right. They sit on the teacher desk. They do all that kind of stuff now. But we didn't do such thing like that. I never get my mom told me anything, but I remember this now. She said, I want you to go to Miss Whiteley's house and tell her something. I forgot this so long ago. And go there and tell her, I don't want to go. No, I know I walk. She said, well, if you don't want to go, come on back. I'm used to that, see. I've been stupid about it and went back. But when she got through with me, I started running. You see, but they didn't play back in them days. And when grown folks talking, children don't say nothing. All that stuff's over now. All that stuff's gone. on now. Children, not run the conversation now. Sometimes we be talking and you run your mouth and you jump in the conversation. Bam! Slap your face up. They done that. They done that. The last day. So many things we brought up in the last day. These some of the last days. I'm just bringing that because Jesus already told us that. Told so many more things. But he already told us that. In the last day. And we see them right now. We can face them right now. In the last and evil days. Bless his holy name. He on his way back, my brothers and my sisters. The second coming of Jesus will not only be a surprise to many, but also selective. The right to choose and to separate the saints from the sinner. When he come back, guess what? He's going to separate husband from wife. He's going to separate brother from sister, brother from brother, friend from friend, children from parents. All that going to happen. A separation, a great separation. That'd be the good to get your child born again if you born again. It's going to be a separation. I'm coming to get those who gave their life to me. But so many didn't give their life. But when we were coming up, we had to go to what you call the mourning bench. Some of y'all don't know what a mourning bench is, but we're telling you about this. A mourning bench means when the revival time, they have it once a year. And then that once a year because they had to wait till the summertime to baptize. But God don't got it fixed now. We can baptize anytime.
All right.
They tell you, you wait till the Lord says something to you. Sometimes we stay there 2 or 3 nights. They say, get somebody to pray with you. All that kind of stuff. But you got saved. But you don't want to go to heaven and your child go to hell, do you?
Right.
See to your children getting what? Saved. That's going to be a sad day. It's going to be a separation. It's going to be a separation from family members. So make sure your child saved. If you saved, you want everybody saved. But if you saved, you want your family saved. I was thinking about that years ago. Well, my children in hell, I'm in heaven. God Almighty, boy, it done something to you. I'm in heaven, my child in hell forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. But children go to church when they feel like it.
All right. All right, Pastor.
Watch this. I'm going to be a bit of harm. I'm just missing y'all. Excuse me now, okay? And don't excuse me too, but see, watch now in the last day. 12-year-old still in the bed. You going to church. He going to church. Saying, glory to God, hallelujah. And your child at home in the bed, 12 years old, 14 years old. He need to get saved if he ain't saved.
All right.
When my children were small, that my wife asked her. When my children were small, we ain't make no decision who going to church. They get up getting ready to go to church. They get up ready to go to church. I'm dealing on it because it's so important. I'm trying to show you something. If you miss heaven, where you think you going?
That's right.
And a lot of modern type preachers, they don't say nothing about hell. It's still there. It's still there. It ain't going nowhere. And folks still going there. Every second, somebody going in here. Every second, somebody going in here. It's still there. See, being saved is so important and pitiful. It's more important than anything on this earth. But we don't want to tell our children nothing about this thing. This thing is real. It's going to be a separation. A separation. Forever. Forever and ever. God Almighty. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister. Now, Paul, how about that holy? You got that holy, Paul. Right. Now, the second comment, I said, it's going to be a surprise. And selected, it's going to be a separation. Now, look at Luke for me. 17:34-36. God Almighty. Bless his holy name.
I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed.
Oh.
The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left.
Now watch this. They ain't talking about homosexual. They're not talking about that. He gonna find something like that, but he ain't talking about that. He's not talking about that, but they really gonna be something like that, but dealing with just men and period, just men. He just used the term two men in one bed. They're like two women in one bed. So, shall be taken. One taken, one left, ain't it? One taken, one left. That's what it means. That means family folks. God of mine. Family or whatever. Family folks. One taken, one left. Talking about the rapture of the church. It's going to happen after a while. From the depths of my heart, it's on its way. We don't know no day. We don't put no day. But you can see the signs of his coming.
You're right.
God Almighty. Man trying to catch up. He'll never catch up. God revealing the mystery. The thing that he had, man didn't know nothing about it until he revealed it. It's just about to come to the finish of it. He revealed it all through the years. But we're paying no attention. It all got down to that point, and we're still ignorant of it. That means the preacher got to tell you. That means the prophet got to tell you. Back in those old days, they told them, but in our day, we don't got so modern now. We don't tell folks about nothing but what they want to hear now. What they want to hear. And they just about know what they want to hear. God Almighty. How are you going to be ready if I don't tell you to be ready? You don't know nothing about it. Read, Paul.
Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken, and the other left.
Now all that means, two women shopping. Well, that's shop grind, you know, out there working. Oh, out there working the field. At the mill. You know, at the mill, grinding corn and stuff. I know what that means, okay? Grinding, you know, they're like shopping or something, going to the store. Anyway, we're at the store, you know. They're like two women in the mall. Yeah, girl, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the rapture occurred. One gone. Ain't left nothing but the clothes. Gone. Shopping. Two. One gone. What made her go? See her clothes down there. She left her pocketbook and everything. What happened to her? I know it sounds funny, but it's going to happen.
That's right.
It's going to happen. Two of them together, one taking the other one left. That's the rapture of the church.
Right.
One saved, one lost.
That's right.
God Almighty. One thing about the Lord, you can't fool him.
Right.
He know who saved and know who lost. Folk can put on, but make sure you what? Saved. You gave your life to Christ. He's been gone a long time. And yesterday we still playing around. Make sure you get what? Saved. Because one going to be taken and the other one going to be left. Bless his holy name. Paul, read on.
Two men
listen to this.
Shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left.
That means working. On your job, working. That means working. Out in the field, used out in the field then, but they didn't have no cars then, you know. Maybe in the plant working.
Right.
Wherever they may be. See, boom, one taken, and the other one left. Me and my buddy working on a car, working out in the field, and working on it, then one gone. He's still talking, the man gone, you know, but he see him, but gone that quick. What happened? Look at the world now. That don't happen all over the world.
That's right.
And I have a job as preachers and pastors to teach you about it.
That's right, Pastor. That's right.
Just the next great evening on God's calendar is his second coming.
You're so right.
And as preachers and pastors, I have a job to warn you and let you know. Because folks still look and stay here.
Amen.
Year after year, 10th of year, blah, blah, blah. It got down to the end almost, y'all. I promise y'all, it's coming. It's at us. We don't even recognize it. Because a lot of ain't saying nothing about it. And the devil deceiving folk going and coming. Don't you see how the folk leaving this right here? Even the church folk leaving this, the word of God, the Bible, all that them prophesied, they're going to do it. It's going to be a falling away from what? From the faith. They're going to love the world more than they love this right here. It's happening right now. The average church member don't want to hear nothing too much about Jesus. Tell me something to make me feel good.
All right. You're right, Pastor.
Oh, boy. And our job as preachers, pastors, don't be afraid to tell them. We got to tell them what thus said the Lord. God Almighty. Now, Paul, how about go to Luke for a minute again? Look at Luke 13, 23 through the 27 verse. Bless his holy name.
Then said one unto him,
yeah,
Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them,
read on, Paul.
Strive to enter in at the strait gate.
God Almighty.
For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able.
God Almighty. Lord, is many going to be saved? Mm-hmm. He just said, strive. Do all you can. Don't put nothing before the kingdom. That's all he's saying. Don't put nothing. I don't care how the devil trying to get you to doubt. Strive to get in.
Right.
At the what gate?
Straight.
The straight gate. That's where Rome now. They think the Bible too straight.
All right.
God Almighty. Seek to enter in. God Almighty. Seek. You got to seek. Don't be going to everything you're invited to. Seek. I've got to get in the Bible to find out where it is. Because the world going to tell me everything. But I get in the Bible, I'm going to seek and find out Jesus is the way.
All right.
I'm finding out he the one come died for my sin. I don't care what the world is saying, but I'm seeking, I'm striving. I'm not jumping to anything. I'm going to see what the Bible says because God created the world. I'm going to hear what the preacher said. The real preacher got to tell me the truth. I'm going to listen at him.
Amen.
Strive. We strive for everything but the kingdom of God now. We want to get rich quick. Won't do this, won't do that, won't do that. But you better strive to get saved if you're not saved. To enter in at the straight gate. Ain't no crooked gate. It's straight. In other words, it's too straight for some folks.
Right.
You know, I found out something. I found out some folks they love lies.
You're right.
They don't want to hear no truth. They want you to compromise kind of like with them. Be straight with them, y'all. Just tell them the truth. And I'm not boasting. I've been like this ever since I started preaching. Right. Tell you the truth.
Bless you, Pastor.
You got to tell folks the truth. Be straight with them. Don't come them out because you're a big shot. Tell them the truth. You got to tell them the truth because you got the answer to God yourself. God Almighty. So tell them this truth. You have to end at the straight gate. God Almighty. Because folks don't want the straight gate. Just go and hear some lies. No, hear some truth. Read on, Paul.
When once the master of the house is risen up,
yeah,
and has shut the door,
Lord have mercy,
and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not which ye are.
God Almighty. Wouldn't it be a sad day? A sad day. That you call yourself been born again. God Almighty. But you're going to die. If you're going to die, I'm going to die too. I'll be caught up in the rapture. See, if you're not saved, you can't be caught up in the rapture, see. You're just going to die. All right. Now, so many going to get to the door in a sense. Knocking. It ain't gonna be like that, but God just got a parable here. Where you going, you're going. Whoosh. You know, you're going right on. Whoosh. Where you going? You know, but he's using it as a parable here.
Yes, sir.
While you got a chance, get saved. Because it's gonna be too late if you miss it now. It ain't no second chance. You hear folk talk about that? When I've come up, a second chance. God give you a second chance. There's no way in there, but God gave a man a second chance.
Right.
After he did. Ain't no second chance.
Right.
Sometimes you hear folk holler, well, he went down in hell and preached to the folk down there. Yeah. Let me tell you what God done that now. He went down. The souls of man, the one been born again, they couldn't go to heaven then.
All right.
It was a place that God had for his folk fixed. Because they couldn't go to heaven because Jesus hadn't died on the cross for.
All right.
That's what we got to understand. See, what Jesus did, he went down in the hollow of the earth, where a place where his saints is. Because they couldn't go to heaven because the debt hadn't been paid yet.
Right.
Couldn't nobody go back to heaven until Jesus paid the debt.
Right.
So he had a safe place for them. He went down there, not too much of preaching, but he went down there. They recognized him as my Savior. Look at that. There he is.
Right.
He had to let them out because he had to pay the debt.
Yeah.
Get y'all a little closer now. Y'all remember when Jesus got about the grave? Well, y'all, some of y'all, everybody don't go to the Bible. You know, some of them know what I'm talking about. Bless y'all, but when Jesus got about that grave, Mary finna touch him.
Uh-huh.
Touch me not. Wonder why she couldn't touch him when he first got at that grave. She would have messed the whole plan up.
Uh-huh.
He couldn't be touched by nothing sinful.
No,
sir.
Right.
Watch it now. But watch it now. But it's something I go show myself to the Father.
All right.
In other words, I got your debt paid.
That's it.
But ain't gave it yet. He went up and paid the debt with the blood.
Yes, sir.
God had to have some holy blood,
yeah.
Some righteous blood. And when he put that blood, he paid our debt of sin.
Right.
Now he went right back down there and got them folks saints out of the grave. Out of a place where he had prepared for them, but they couldn't go to heaven.
Uh-huh.
And the Bible says some of them started walking in Jerusalem.
Right.
Got up and started walking in Jerusalem.
Right.
So he ain't going down there preaching to those sinners. Don't get that crossed up now. I'm still getting back to my point. Because a lot of folks, he went down there and gave them another chance. You ain't got no another chance. They just couldn't go to heaven. Because God, debt wasn't paid. That's why he sent his son now. Somebody who able to pay it. He had to have somebody without sin. Jesus was without sin. That means he wasn't born like us in a sense. The seed came from heaven.
Right.
Not from the earth. He had to have a holy and a righteous man to come down. He couldn't even get Gabriel to come.
Right.
No, he had to come himself. The reason he come himself because he got to give some life. And God don't trust nobody with life but God himself.
All right. All right.
So let folk mess you up when they get a holiday. Because he went down there, gave us another chance. And another chance. This your chance you got right now.
Mama.
Watch this now. That place where Jesus went when he died on the cross is vacant.
All right.
Can I say this? A sale sign on it.
Right.
It's vacant. And the devil folk can see it. They can't go there.
All right.
That rich man went to hell in the heart of my bed. He saw the one he didn't want to feed. Called him diabetes. He looked, God let him soar. It was a gulf between them. And God let this rich man saw him. This poor man he didn't want to feed. This man was just as happy as a lark. And the rich man said he was burning.
Yes.
Didn't he say it, Joe?
Yes.
Burning. It don't feel good. I'm tormented down here. He said, let him come over here and put a little drop of water on my tongue because I'm burning.
Uh-huh.
He said, no, there's a gulf between y'all.
All right.
He can't come over here and you can't go over there. See, you better get it straight down here. Now watch this. Let me get that straight now. Because folks think this will happen sometimes. Because he didn't feed the poor man. That really didn't send him to hell.
No,
I was understanding that now.
Yes,
if that's the case, a lot of them won't make it, you know. But what happened, he didn't give his life
right.
to the Lord.
Right.
Yeah. If that's the case, none of them will make it. But no, because I didn't treat somebody right. A lot of saints ain't treating folks right.
All right.
It won't get the standard they can be. Won't give a poor man a piece of bread. And got money stacked up in the bank. You know what I'm trying to say. But that's the case. A lot of them won't make it. But no, because he didn't give his life to Christ. What I love about the Lord, he don't care how mean you are. He don't care what you're doing. You could be one of the meanest men in the world, the sinful man in the world, a sinful woman in the world. If you just said, I want to give my life to Christ. Come on.
All right.
Can't do nothing too bad that he won't save you. God Almighty. So, now, don't get that crossed up now, okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He couldn't go to heaven because Jesus hadn't paid the debt. But you know what? He couldn't go to heaven because he went down there and opened the door for those who were locked in a sense. They were happy now. They weren't down there burning or nothing. They was happy with the Lord. So now, don't get crossed up. I got another chance. You ain't got no other chance. This is your only chance. This is my only chance on this earth right now. And we got to teach that and let the folks know that. Because if you're waiting on it, I'm going to wait till I get old. All right, keep on waiting till you get old. Who told you you're going to get old?
All right. All right.
And watch this. You can't make no fool out of God. That's number one.
All right.
How can you fool God?
Right.
He already know you. How can you make a fool out of God? I knew you before you were born. I brought you in the world. And I already know you. I got your record right here.
Right.
And we're going to fool. You can't fool God. Read on, Paul.
Then shall ye begin to say,
yeah,
we have eaten and drunk in thy presence.
Listen now.
And thou hast taught in our streets.
Yeah.
But he said, excuse me, but he shall say, I tell you, I know you not.
Heart of mine.
Which ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity.
God Almighty. Just there, then, Paul. Look what they're saying now. I hurt you. I went to your meetings. I done all that. But you didn't act on what you heard.
That's right.
You didn't move on what God said. A lot of folks sat in the midst of good gospel.
All right.
But never give their life to Christ.
All right.
I hurt you. Yeah, you know you hurt me. God Almighty. But why are you not going? Some folks be ashamed to give their life to Christ. Ashamed for what he done for you?
Amen.
Shame us folks. What I'm ashamed of? My pride. That's the devil. Got you lifted up in what? Pride. The devil know where he going. Already been fixed where he going. But he'll put that mess in you. Lift you up in pride. Folks, hear the gospel. When Jesus walked this earth. The Pharisees heard him, but they turned him down. They heard him, but they turned him down. He saw him, but they turned him down. Same thing happening right now. Same thing going on right now. Don't pay him no attention about, I got to die one day. And therefore, the devil keep folks blind. They're going to die. And they got to go somewhere and stay forever. And ever. And ever. The rapture don't take place. And the devil don't want you to be saved. He don't want to give your life to Christ. But he on his way back. Bless his holy name. Now. Reverend Walk, how you be saved? That's a good question. Folks don't talk on salvation no more too much. A lot of preachers just talk on prosperity. How to get rich quick.
Right, Master.
Claiming this, claiming that. One lady said, I just go claim things. And look what her son-in-law told me now. Her son-in-law told me. Said she went on a car lot and put her hand on the car. I claim this in Jesus' name. She stayed there all day, ain't got it yet. See, folks. Don't get crossed up with that kind of stuff.
Right.
You don't play with God with that kind of mess.
That's right.
You better claim your salvation. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of these things shall be what? Add it. Put me first. But we want to seek things first and put God last. But seek me first. I'm better than anybody. But the devil deceived folk to get things where folk can recognize them. Did you not know the more things you got, the more buddies and pals you got? Ain't no friends, but just what? Pals. Make sure you go to the straight gate. Jesus coming back. I promise you now. He coming back at his church. And folks not recognizing it. Church not recognizing it. And next message is the last message. You better come and listen at it. That's judgment day. We're going to meet him one day. How are we going to meet him? We're going to meet him in heaven. Won't that be a joy for time?
Amen.
All of us got to be judged. All of us got to be judged. Not to see what you saved or lost. No. But for your what you done. If you saved, you saved. Can't nobody take that from you. You saved. But we're going to meet him one day. Everything I ever done for him since I've been converted. He ain't gonna bring up nothing you've done before you got converted. But what you've done for him, we get rewards. Not sin, but what rewards. And you need to know something about that too. And that'd be the last message. But right now, I didn't raise your hand if you listen at me. I got 6 more minutes. If you need Christ as your Savior, go to him and tell him to save you. He don't care what you have done in your life. Your past life, the devil bring up your past life. Forget about your past life and say, Lord, I want to give my life to you. God ain't thinking about what you're doing. Just do you want to be saved? We were born sinners. We got him come in the world, sinners. We come here sinners. Don't know God. And he come here to save us. And salvation sermons are not preached too much. It's the cross, y'all. It's the cross. It's the cross that Jesus died for our sin. He was buried, but he rose the third day and coming back again at his church. It's about the cross of Christ. Bless his holy name.
This is catalog number 1425. Catalog number 1425.
He ain't no phony. He real. I say he real.
Amen.
The God that I serve, the God you serve, he is what? Real. He real. So he coming back. I ring this air. I know some of y'all don't know me much, but I ring this air. Why are you talking about the coming of Jesus so much? I can't explain it. My job is to do what he tell me.
Preach on, Pastor.
See, when he first called me to preach from the depths of my heart, he said, tell him I'm on my way back. I can't help it. It's in me. He revealed it to me. Folks need to know he on his way back. And the only way to go back with him, you got to be born again. You got to give your life to him. And he give me vision. He give me, I'm not boasting now. He give me insight. You see his coming. I can tell you a lot of more things. But we see him coming. We ain't paying no attention in the last days. And he said what's going to be going on in the last days about the church. And you can see it right now. If you read your Bible prayerfully, and see what's happening in the world. You see it happening every day. We putting Jesus in the background every day. Everything come before Jesus. If we shed some down, always gonna be some we shed down for Jesus. These last days. Evil men gonna wax worse than what? We ain't never saw much of evil in the world and still haven't seen nothing yet. Seeing most shooting up and doing it, something you never saw in your life. Ain't nowhere saved but in Jesus Christ.
You're right.
And I'm a prophesied this. I'm told I'm telling you, I believe from the depth of my heart they're going to start shooting up churches after a while.
Right.
Watch. worry, put fear in folks. See, his first thing, he shoot the church, won't you start shooting church before the first thing, no, I ain't going to church. But you ain't stopped going to mall, but you don't go to church.
All right. All right.
You stop folk from going to church. Watch. Stop folk from going to church. The devil know his time not long. He know that. They put fear in church folk. We church folk get scared quick. They put fear. The devil know his time ain't long. He know that. That we see so much of crime going on now. I mean going on everywhere. Don't be a surprise or nothing now. Because he know his time. It's not long. So I'm just trying to bring it to you. Make sure you're saved. You ain't got nothing to worry about. We don't know how we're going to leave this world. But long as I'm saved, that's all what counts. And God come to save folks. He come to save them. Because that's the only way to get to heaven. And before I open the door of the church. Now watch this now. Man couldn't go to heaven until Jesus come out of him. Door was closed. Everybody had a place in the heart of the earth where Abraham's bosom they called. Door was still shut. Wasn't no way to go back to heaven. He left heaven. He's that way he come from heaven. In the image of God. Door still shut. Can nobody come up there? That God get him and go bring him up in the flesh and everything. Change him when you get there. But the doors were shut. They even had a place in the heart of the earth down there for Lazarus and all the rest of them, Abraham. That's where they were. It's time for Jesus to step out of heaven. He opened the doors. See, doors had a lock on it. Couldn't nobody get up there. When life stepped out the door, life come down here to us. The life that Adam had, he lost it. I said he lost it. Wasn't no way for him to get back home. From heaven to heaven. So now, Jesus had to walk out the door and now they open. Whosoever will, let him come. The doors are still what? Are still open. Maybe don't touch me. I'm got to go to pay the debt first. And when I pay the debt, I come back at y'all. I'm faster than fast and quicker than quick. I'll be right back. And the doors are open. I don't care how bad you think you are. And let me tell y'all this. The baddest man in the Bible, y'all know his name? Paul. Paul crucified the church. Paul killed Christian. He saved Paul. Paul said he was the chief. Now, if he the chief, look like little warriors ought to follow him. He saved the chief of sinners. You don't care what you don't know. All you want to know, do you want to be saved? I know you're bad. You ain't got to tell me how bad you are. I know you're bad because you don't know me. But when you get to know me, you'll stop doing it. And that's what happened. I can't help myself. I know you can't help yourself. That reason I come down here, you can't help yourself. I was born like that. I know that too. You were born like that. I'm the only one can fix it. Nobody on earth can fix it but me. God didn't give you that kind of nature. You let the devil brought that nature on you. When you disobeyed me, you brought it on yourself. And everybody that born in the world came from Adam and Eve. Then he comes nowhere but from Adam and Eve. Every human being came out of Adam and Eve. When you was born, you was a little sinner, a little cute little sinner. That's right. A little sinner. I've been with you all my life. I ain't never got in no trouble. Oh, you still was a little what? Sinner. That's what I come here for, to give you that life that you lost. Through Adam and Eve, every human being came from Adam and Eve. But Jesus comes and says, I give y'all life now. I gave it to you, but I'm coming back now to give y'all life. Because you didn't make yourself. Since we made you, now I'm going to come back and fix it for you. God said, I'm going to send my son, Jesus. He's going to die for your sin. I can't accept no other sin, no other payment, but through my blood. And I've got to get somebody who's righteous and holy, a God who can give life. Can't nobody give life but God. Couldn't send Adam. He couldn't send nothing. He couldn't send Gabriel. He couldn't send Micah. I've got to be somebody who God themselves. Because I give life. I don't trust anybody with life. So he came himself and hung on that cross for somebody like you and I. I don't care what you done, I'll take you in. The doors are still open. Whosoever will, let him come. The time's winding up for us coming back, for Jesus coming back. Now, if you're not ready, you can get ready. Let us all stand.